Not too long ago, one afternoon, I was feeling like I was losing my joy, that I had let some things kind of get to me, maybe it was draining me a little bit. And I was reminded of, in our book, 500 Watching Points by Gilbert Carpenter, the first watching point is one on joy. And I'll read some of it. It was very healing for me at the time. Watch it, lest you attempt to do anything in Christian Science from any standpoint except that of joy. Our leader's hymn admonishes us to follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Work in Christian Science that is done joyously has a power and effectiveness that work done as a solemn duty never has. If you seem to have lost your joy, obey Mrs. Eddy's command. If your joy is lost, handle animal magnetism. If this is properly done, your joy will return, and you can again take up your work. Our leader once wrote to George Kinter, quote, "Gladness and rejoicing are divine in essence, and their reward is manifold in its effect." Then it goes on to say, if you were skating on the ice and you fell in, you wouldn't immediately swim to the shore. You would rise up out of the hole that you'd created. And in that rising, you could get up and get out. And so it is. And that really healed me. I realized not to do a thing unless I had joy in my heart for God, for this work, gratitude for all the many blessings, and that sense of heaviness left. I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for what Mrs. Eddy has taught us about joy, that it is our divine right. It's divine in essence, and it's manifold in blessing. I'm so grateful for this. I'm grateful to be here tonight and to hear all the good testimonies.
Thank you.